Anybody else need a special touch? Go ahead, I keep calling you Sharon.
I got a message yesterday, and I talked to my sister. My brother, who is 63 years old, decided that he was going to ride his dirt bike and race. And during practice, he had a wreck, and he has broken four ribs. So...
Is he in West Virginia?
He's in West Virginia. He went to the hospital. They did an MRI, and they found out that he had four broken ribs. So I don't really have a lot of details, because whenever I talk to my sister, she doesn't ask any questions. Other than that, and he sent me a text message saying that he's on the way home, that he broke four ribs.
Wow.
So I will find out the details.
What's your brother's name for thing?
David Fox.
David, oh, we got Bob David. You need a prayer.
We just want to continue to remember all the people in North Carolina, South Florida, and over our whole world that are struggling with different problems.
Thank you. Please, Frank.
I have a very good friend, actually, and a lot of folks are very close to me. They're both retired deputies from Lee County. They moved up here, and I got to know them. His daughter and other family still live in Central Florida, down around Lee County, which I think is even south of Tampa.
Yeah.
And I called him the other day to ask him if he heard from the kids and whatever. Yeah, everybody's fine. They didn't even lose power. Oh, that's great. Last night, I got a small group of texts, me and several others. They left early this morning because they got a call. Her mother, who I guess is in the hall, the ICU nurses and this and that, they're all concerned about her last wishes for resuscitation or whatever. So they left this morning going there because her mother, I guess, is on her final step and plan to be back from Tuesday. But just remember those people, Mark and Lisa Bess, even though the storm left their family alone, something else got somebody that had nothing to do with the storm. And I guess the point I'm trying to make with that is, you can stand in the face of danger and back it down, but that don't mean there's not something else up here making a snap. So,
just remember that. Anybody else this morning? Well, sometimes I run into people, hey, how you doing? And my stance or my response is always, hey, I'm doing pretty good at this point in time, but I don't know what's around the corner, to your point. So we got to keep our spiritual eyes and physical eyes open as we walk through this thing called life.